Okay, the text I want to share on for this year's Christmas carol service is from Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. I'm going to read from verse 9. So if we all stand. Luke 2 from verse 9. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Let's pray. Our Father, we pray that you would speak to us this morning, this good news of great joy into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And so here in our text, the shepherds are out in the field keeping watch over the flocks by night. And an angel, a supernatural angelic being, an angel of the Lord, a messenger of Yahweh, of Jehovah God, of the creator of the universe, appears to these shepherds. And the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah glory, a very glorious and extraordinary light shone around them. And on seeing this, they were filled with great fear. Wouldn't you be? If you was out in the field in the darkness of the night and the whole place just lit up spectacularly by this supernatural being that had just appeared there, this angel. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, I've not come to bring judgments, I've not come to rain down fire from heaven upon you. I've not come to scare you or make you terrified, for behold, see, observe this. I bring you, I've come to bring you a message from the Lord. I've come to bring you a message of good news and great joy that will be for all the people." This was a message from God he was delivering to mankind, to Jew and to Gentile, Jew and non-Jew alike, for all the people. It doesn't matter what background you came from, this message is a message for you. And this was the good news that the angel announced, "For unto you." Unto is an old word meaning to, like when the Lord Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," meaning do to them. So this gift is to you. It's a gift from God to you. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, that's Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Charles Spurgeon, a great late 18th, early 19th century preacher, once gave an illustration that there was a woman who had gotten behind on her rent. And one day she heard a knock at the door of her house, and so she hid herself and pretended she wasn't in. Later that day, she went to the church meeting, and the pastor, the minister, said to her, he said, I knocked on your door before, but you wasn't in. And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I've got myself into trouble with the rent arrears, and I was afraid you was the landlord coming to demand the rent. And I didn't know what to do. I panicked, so I hid myself." And the pastor, the minister, he said to her, "Oh, no." He said, "I heard you was in trouble with rent arrears, and so I came with a gift of the rent money." But you see, that is how many people around the world, people around this town, around this city, around this little village we live in. This is how they imagine God to be, as like a rent collector, a landlord coming to demand the money. that they cannot pay and evict them. And so they're trying to do all sorts of things to try to pay the rent. Some think, you know, maybe if I go to church each week, take part in a few rituals, then perhaps that'll scrape a few coins together before God. And maybe if I adopt all these strict rules and regulations, then maybe that will pay some of the rent off. Others think, maybe if I don't eat pork, or maybe go on a pilgrimage or pray at certain times a day, maybe that will keep the rent collector off for a while. Maybe if I fast at certain times a year, put on a show of how miserable I am, maybe that might pay a bit more rent. Another person thinks, well, I don't believe in landlords. I'm an a-landlordist, no landlords, also known as a squatter. But there is a time coming when they're going to be evicted. You hear people all smug, don't you? I'm an atheist. You're a squatter. And you will be evicted. Just look around you at any graveyard for proof of that. And then you get people like this woman who know they're in trouble. And so they try... They're terrified of the prospect of the landlord coming. And so they're always trying to hide themselves from him. But you see, people think of God as if he came to demand the rent and punish. But the angel sent by God here announces, God has sent you this gift. The gift of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He sent someone to pay your rent. With someone with a gift of what you owe. A Savior to settle the debt between you and God once and for all. You see, people wrongly think of holiness and being righteous before God as keeping a long list of rules and regulations. They think if I do all these things, then perhaps I will be good enough to earn my place in heaven. But listen, the measure of how good you have to be, the standard you have to meet, is perfection. In order to be good enough to get to heaven in and of yourself, you have to perfectly love God your Father with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, with everything you are. And you have to perfectly love your neighbor as yourself for every single millisecond of your life. If you slip up even just once, the Bible says you're guilty as a lawbreaker and will be condemned to judgment. That's the standard you have to meet if you want to earn your place in heaven. But you see, all mankind have sinned and fallen short of this standard, the Bible says. It's not even as if you have a list of good deeds and a list of bad deeds on the other side, and so you hope your good deeds will outweigh your bad deeds. Because even your best deeds will fall short of that standard needed of perfectly loving God your Father and your neighbor as yourself. Hey, they might be good deeds in a human sense, but you never perfectly love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So we all fall short of the standard. But the good news announced here is that God, in great love for us, he sent a Savior to live in our place. He sent his Son Jesus, who would, for every millisecond of his life, perfectly love God his Father and perfectly love his neighbor as himself. Everything he did pleased God the Father. You see, we could not earn our place in heaven with our pitiful works. So God sent Jesus, his Son, to live in our place as our representative before God, to earn our place in heaven for us. And also, he came to pay the penalty for our sins. We are in debt before God, charges against us at the judgment. But God, he sent his Son Jesus as a substitute to take the charges of our sins upon himself and pay the penalty for them upon the cross. And so at the judgment throne of God for the believer, there are no charges that can be brought against us because they've all been transferred to Jesus. There will be no condemnation because Christ has been condemned in our place. And this Savior is Christ the Lord. The Lord, Jehovah God, Yahweh, He is the Lord of heaven and earth, this Savior, the maker of the universe. This Savior born here is God Himself. You see, you and I, at a point in time, we came into existence. 200 years ago, we didn't exist. But then, at a point in time, we were conceived and we came into existence and were born into the world. But you see, Jesus, the Christ child, when He was born, He didn't come into existence. He's always existed. This Savior is the Lord. He is Yahweh. He is Jehovah God. He is deity. He is the Emmanuel, God with us, that means. When these shepherds here and the kings visit the baby in the manger, in an animal, in the manger, an animal's feeding trough. This baby is the one who commanded the universe into existence. He is the creator of all things. This Savior is God Himself who came to save you. You see, this is the wonderful gift that God has given you, Himself. He didn't come into the world to bring a set of religious rules and regulations, or He didn't come to bring an institution, or merely to teach a few morals. But the gift of Christmas is God giving mankind Himself, a person. He came into the world to deal with our sins, to deal with everything that is between you and God, so you can be reconciled to Him and you can come and know Him for yourself. So let me close by asking you, is this child, this Christ born unto you, is He your Savior? You see, there will be a day of reckoning when God comes to demand the rent and evict the squatters. But that's at the second coming. Or if you go to Him before that, there's a debt to pay for your sin. But at His first coming here, and this time now, is the day of salvation. Christ didn't come to demand the rent. He came to save. He came to give you the rent money, so to speak. So you can be right with Him and come into a relationship with Him, with all your sins forgiven, past, present, and future. So let me ask you once again, is this child born for you? Have you seen Christ as your Savior? I'm not asking you, have you seen Him as someone else's Savior? He certainly saved many other people, but that won't help you when your time comes. It won't help you unless He's your Savior. Let me put it another way. Are you trying to save yourself, trusting in your own works? Thinking, well, if I just do this, and that will make me good enough. That won't help you before God. Or are you even trying to earn Jesus? You've heard He's come, and God sent this Savior, and so you're trying to earn Him. But no, God has sent His Son as a gift here, a free gift. You can't earn Jesus. You know, we've been looking at the Pharisees, those religious people, the self-righteous who were trying to earn the way to God, and sums up a lot of the world. But it's even worse, isn't it, when people see Jesus and are presented and think they can earn Him. You must accept Him and what He's done as a gift for you, a free gift, or not at all. He won't be your part Savior. You don't save yourself by earning Him. As one person rightly said it, what are you to contribute to your salvation? Only the sin that made it necessary. That's the only thing you contribute. It's all of Christ. So will you be reconciled to God through his son Jesus then? Or will you have Jesus as your Lord? Will you rise up, follow him now, belonging to him? Make sure you receive this gift of Jesus this Christmas. The gift of salvation. The gift of no more trying to earn your place in heaven, but receiving. This is a gift from God. God's gift to you. Christ earning it all for you. Receiving a person. You're not just receiving what he's done without Christ, but you're receiving him. So no longer hiding from God, but embracing him, living for him and with him, out of gratitude, living how we're meant to be now in a right relationship with God. So get right with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And make sure this Christmas you receive the gift of Jesus. God has sent you himself. So you can be fully forgiven and you can know him personally. That's what he sent you. He sent you the person himself. So make sure you receive him, God's gift to you. In Jesus, let's pray. Our Father, we just thank you. That what the gift of all gifts, yourself, that you have given us undeserving, though we sinned against you. Lord, you gave us your Son, so we could be right with you and know you, live with you and for you. May many others through this word come to find you and receive this precious gift. In Jesus' name, amen.